Michael Casey, the international film series on the CU Boulder campus, has recently released their upcoming schedule of films. And there are some really great films that you think folks wouldn't want to miss.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. We got ourselves a doozy this semester. The International Film Series has been around for years, been around for decades, really. And they always have a really stunning lineup of movies, of new stuff, of old stuff, of rarities, of 35 millimeter prints. And this semester, I'm really going for it. And of course, we're starting off with Tar. If you have not had a chance to see Tar on the big screen, now you got to check it out. It's going to play all weekend long. It is 7 o'clock. Tonight and tomorrow, 2 o'clock on Sunday, all the shows are in Munsinger. Actually, all the shows all semester long here are going to be in Munsinger Auditorium on the CU Boulder campus. But let's jump ahead a little bit here. So this week, I tell you, we have TARP. Next week, they're actually celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Paris Peace Accords with two really great movies. One is a documentary, Hearts and Mind, which if you haven't seen Hearts and Mind, it's about the LBJ era, which that's where the title comes from, is one of his speeches. Documentary of the Vietnam War. Excellent stuff. Really harrowing stuff too, but very powerful. You got to check that one out. Also, the other one that you want to check out is Apocalypse Now, because it's one of the greatest movies ever made. This is actually, they're going to screen the final cut. This came out, I believe, 3 or 4 years ago. Francis Ford Coppola is definitely one who's known for tinkering with his movies quite a bit. So you've had Apocalypse Now, which came out in 79, The Redux, which came out, I believe, in the 90s. And now we have the final cut, which is kind of, it's not as big as Redux. I believe it is a little bit shorter, but there's a way that he's edited in a lot of extra scenes that didn't play in the 1979 version. Really strong stuff. Really just fantastic to watch Martin Sheen just lose his mind as he's going down the river. And then, of course, Colonel Kurtz, played by Marlon Brando. If you haven't seen Apocalypse Now on a big screen, that is another reason you want to go see this thing. Just the color smoke flares alone are a reason to go check this one out. That will be playing on Sunday, February 5th. Hearts and Minds is Saturday, February 4th. February is a big month because we've got Valentine's Day. We got two movies that they're celebrating with, The Photograph and They Came Together. If you've never seen They Came Together, I don't doubt that you haven't, because it seemed to bypass a lot of people. It's one of the best satirical rom-coms I think I've ever seen. It stars Paul Rudd and Amy Poehler just riffing on some of the most absurdist, ridiculous aspects of like cheesy rom-com movies, laden with word humor and puns and just these great visual jokes. This movie is silly. This movie is so, so ridiculously silly. I didn't draw breath the first time I saw this. I feel like I laughed the entire time. That will also be playing on 35 millimeter. It is on Thursday, the 16th. So if you're feeling low, because Valentine's Day didn't go your way, you can go get your yucks on at They Came Together. February is also Black History Month, and IFS will be celebrating with 9 really stunning operas here, whether it's Black Dynamite, Bless Their Little Hearts. If you're looking for something new, we've got Till and The Woman King. But we've talked about a couple of these in the past, and I really want to point your attention to them. Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song is one of the best, most interesting blaxploitation movies ever made. One of the best, most interesting independent movies ever made. Also one of the most profitable movies ever made. It's also an art film. This thing goes in some weird, weird places. Melvin Van Peebles is the writer, the director, the star, the editor. He made the music with Earth, Wind, and Fire, all the bands. You have to check this one out. You have got to see this one, and you have to see it with an audience. Same for Buck and the Preacher. That's the Western starring Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte. I love that movie. It is so much fun. It is such a great Western. It's a great buddy comedy, too. Both of these, great movies to see with an audience. Sweet Sweetback, that'll be playing on Friday, February 24th. Buck and the Preacher, that'll be playing the following day, Saturday, February 25th. Also going on in February is we like have a lot of Oscar talk going on now. The nominations just came out. The IFS is known for running all of the Oscar-nominated shorts. So you can check out the animation shorts, the live-action shorts, and the documentary shorts. Lots of good stuff there. That'll be playing multiple shows. So you can go to internationalfilmseries.com to look up those dates. You also have your choice of some musicals to watch out for. If you haven't seen Jesus Christ Superstar on the big screen, here is your chance. That'll be on Sunday, April 9th. It'll be also introduced by Ernesto, who is one of the professors at CU Boulder. Ernesto loves his musicals, loves himself some Jesus Christ Superstar. When you go and he has the introduction, if you're not bowled over by this movie at the end of it, I don't know what will do it for you, but this is one of my favorite movies. I actually watch it or listen to it every Easter. So it's kind of a ritual around here. There's so many good things to watch. You want to watch a silent movie? We've got Safety Last starring the great Harold Lloyd. That's going to be on April 16th. That's a Sunday show. And that's got the great death-defying kind of slapstick silent comedy. This is the one, if you've seen the image of the guy who's hanging on the clock face from the tower above Los Angeles, that's Harold Lloyd, that's Safety Last. You want to see how he gets into that place. You also want to see him deal with a bunch of women taking over the department store, because it is just pitch perfect, perfectly timed slapstick comedy. This is the kind of comedy that like guys like Jackie Chan just ate up as kids, that when they started to make martial arts movies, they really tried to invoke as much of this kind of silent comedy as possible, because it translates so well. It's so visual. It does not matter that there are no words. It does not matter that no one is talking. You get everything immediately just by watching the frame. Like I said, want to go check that one out Sunday, April 16th. Here's one that you may not know about that I definitely want you to check out. And this is Insane. This is a Filipino film from the 70s directed by Lino Bracco. This is kind of one of those movies that I don't think a whole lot of people knew about until it was restored by the World Cinema Project back in 2015. Stunning Filipino, low-level kind of noir story. This is about a mother and a daughter and a guy who comes in between them. There is a lot of toxicity in this triangle, and it leads to some really dark but pulpy places, like kind of enjoyable pulpy places. But what's really great about this movie is how wonderfully documentarily it feels. You're watching people on the very bottom rungs of society kind of just get by on a day-to-day life, but at no point does it feel like Brock is exploiting these characters or that he is like observing them in some sort of ethnographical study. It's just making a movie. It's just on the streets. It's just from the gut kind of thing. This is like the same kind of thing that Martin Scorsese would do early on in his career, or Cassavetes would do, or even like Ida Lupino back when she was making really low budget independent movies. You get the sense that what you're watching is just so real, and that even though there's a story and that there are people performing, that it doesn't feel fake. That is Saturday, April 22nd. This is one of my favorite movies. You got to check this one out. There are so many great things to watch. You have about 50 of them to choose between now and May 2nd. And of course, it will end on May 2nd with RRR, the movie that everyone seems to just keep watching and loving and talking about. So if nothing else, carve out May 2nd to go see a big spectacle on the big screen with singing and dancing and wars and hand-to-hand combat and love stories and romance and bromance. It's all there in RRR. There's a lot to discover. So go to internationalfilmseries.com. They'll have all of the movies between now and May 2nd. Times, tickets, information, go right there.
Well, Michael Casey, for more information about you and for your reviews, where can people go?
Go to boulderweekly.com online, worldwide, or if you're in the county, go ahead and pick up the paper. More on International Film Series, especially as the semester progresses, as well as reviews of new movies, old movies, movies that you haven't seen, movies that you need to see again. You can find that at boulderweekly.com. You can also go to michaeljcinema.com. There's a review of a new film study book out right now. It's called Perplexing Plots. It's from David Bordwell. If you took a film class at any point in your life, you've probably read one of his books. Introduction to Film Art is the one that's taught in every intro class. He's got a new one out. It's a study of the history of mystery novels and how that infected movies, and how narrative has changed through so many years. And basically, he kind of connects these fascinating dots between like the modernist literature to modern day novels. So if you've ever wondered how James Joyce got to Gillian Flynn's Gone Girl, with like a stopover with Donald Westlake and all of those great 70s pulp stuff, you want to check out Perplexing Plots. Really great stuff. You'll walk away with just a handful of authors to discover, as well as movies to watch. And you can find that all at michaeljcinema.com.